Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello again. And welcome to That's Lovely with me, Brinsley, dear love. Oh, now, let's have a look. Haven't you been busy? Now, this is from Margaret Wellesby. Oh, that's lovely. That's really lovely. Great. Vivian Foxtrot has sent this in. Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. And that one here from Millie Wibston. Oh. Oh, that's lovely. So lovely. Thank you, Millie. And one here from Anthony Turgis. And No, Anthony, I don't think you've quite grasped how this works. That is not lovely. That is very unlovely. Can we quickly... This is from Maud Yop. Ah, no. Oh, no, that is very lovely indeed. Thank you for all your lovely things. We'll do some more tomorrow when I've had a little sleep.
The world is a great big Jaffa cake. Some people don't like it, others do. It's okay, all you've got to say is not today, thank you.
Hello there. Very good morning to you. How are you? How was the weekend? Did you get through it okay?
Yeah, it's fine, mate. Absolutely fine. Just barely contain the frustration and agony I'm feeling. I've noticed it every morning. I try to climb down the stairs as quietly as I can so I don't wake the rest of my family. And to do that, I sort of put my arms out. And they're sort of shaking all over the place because I've just woken up and I'm on tiptoes and I realise what I look like. I look like a 55-year-old raver. Just, whoa!
Not today, thank you.
Whoa! Oh, I'm fine.
Why do you whisper, I'm fine, at the end? You've made the noise. Look, I don't know what happened on Twitter over the weekend, but Carenza quite simply said good morning to everybody, and it turned into a global conversation about how do you pronounce Wednesday. We'll go through them. First of all, may I start with the different... It's my podcast! It's not my podcast. Guys, it's your... No, it's my podcast! And here's how you say Wednesday.
Wednesday is nice. Hello from the toilet.
Pretty definitive, but then Jem butted in.
That is quite close, Jake, but I noticed I think you might have missed a syllable. I believe it's actually pronounced Wedden as a d a year.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas, stop doing that.
Oh, dear. Then Martin with an I.
Well, of course, down here in West Kent, we're all frightfully posh, and we just don't have time for all these extra syllables, so we've just condensed it down to Winnie.
Really?
Actually, no, it's not. It's Wednesday.
Yeah. Darren?
Es ist ganz einfach. Man sagt Mittwoch.
Yeah, and then Duncan had a go.
It could be Wednesday, but it could be received pronunciation of Wednesday.
So I'm coming to see you on Wednesday.
Hmm.
And there are other words like that, aren't there? Wednesday.
Are there?
I can't think of them, but there are.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yes. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever, Mr. Faulty.
That's Manuel done in the style of a Charlie Chan movie. What about Jack?
Well, down here in that London, we're all very busy, so everything needs to be two syllables. Wednesday, strawberry, raspberry. Got it?
Yeah, but no one's busy anymore. Here's Pablo Bonzo.
I think we're all forgetting the Norse connotations of Wednesday or Wednesday or Wednesday or Wednesday. So it would actually be taken from the Odin. So Odin's Day would be possible, but then in the Icelandic, it would be pronounced, the D would be pronounced with a th. So it would be Odin's Day. So happy Odin's Day, or I'll see you on Odin's Day. You don't really say happy Odin's Day, would you? Anyway, see you on Odin's Day.
See you then. Here's from the bed of Julie Prunes.
I've just woken up to all the shenanigans. You're all overcomplicating it. South London, it's Wednesday. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Got it. David has a calm take.
Wednesday.
Ah.
Wednesday.
Okay.
Strawberry.
Mm.
Raspberry.
Sorry, what now?
What's wrong with you people?
I'll flatten your A's. It's not raspberry, it's raspberry. Anyway, here's Samantha.
My beloved and very learned great uncle George always taught me that in order to not sound like a vulgar American, I should put the stress on the second syllable of the word, which makes me think that I should be pronouncing that syllable. I call the day Wednesday,
yeah,
which I think is completely normal, right?
Completely normal. Well, here's a couple of vulgar Americans. Your word, Samantha, starting with Jason.
Given the elasticity of time in this day and age, most of the time I pronounce it Thursday or Tuesday or Saturday.
Yeah, and I'm going to leave the last word that I had to lop out to Owen.
So in the Northeast and New England, we actually have kind of like fun slang for Wednesday, where if you're like in the line for Dunkin' Donuts or something and you ask the person in front of you what day it is, they'll tell you to go f*** yourself.
Lovely. Absolutely charming. Thank you very much, everyone. Well done. I'm going to have a class detention on Wednesday. Other things happened on Twitter over the weekend that I think we need to pick up. The hot food, cold food thing sort of had a thing. James Hart got in touch saying, wishing you and all the fine folk of Not Today Pod a very happy weekend. Thanks for getting me through a super stressful week. You're welcome. He also says, Owen, I can't eat cold yogurt while drinking hot coffee, but other members of my family can. I don't know if yogurt and coffee is a good blend. It's kind of like toffee yogurt. Does that work for you? Not for me. You know, the kind of sour thing with the sweet, like toffee goes with chocolate, not with your, you wouldn't have a chocolate yogurt, would you? Depending on your circumstances. For some reason, haikus started coming up. It's sort of like Japanese knotweed. You have to be careful with haikus. You know, if you're not really, really on it, they will just pop up. I remember Mike Reed, the famous UKIP supporter and former bad DJ. He used to do haikus on Classic FM. He pronounced them haikus because he thought he had a high IQ, which sadly he didn't. I feel like haikus is one of the, it's it takes a lot to do a clever haiku. Anyway, Martin with an I, not a Y, says, you should see what's happened to my timeline. It's gone all haiku. David Brazel says, to read this haiku, you must pronounce Wednesday the same way I do. David Alt says, Wednesday. If I were to choose a day, I would choose Tuesday. I mean, these are classy haikus, and better than ones you get on Classic FM. David also said, haiku are easy, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator. Excuse me. Well done. I am not soliciting haikus. Don't give me any haikus. I won't read them out. I'll put them in the bin. It's like Jackass. We won't even watch a video of you doing a haiku. Then Turkish Delight. I don't know. Duncan. Yes, I do know. Duncan, a.k.a. Vegetectus. He picked up on this tweet from Rachel Hawkins saying, can't believe people enjoy Turkish Delight. Can't believe the word delight is in it. Vegetectus says, come on, don't tell me you
You know, you like the jellied perfumed sludge bombs. I like a nice perfumed sludge bomb. I like Turkish Delight. I think it was, I sort of fetishized it ever since The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. You know, I read that long before I tasted Turkish Delight, and Edmund, he eats the Turkish Delight, doesn't he? I was like, I want some of that. Lee jumped in on that. He said, Turkish Delight is the dung from the devil's perfumed anus. But what's bad about it's like eating a block of jelly that has accidentally been made with Chanel No. 5 rather than water. Jem agrees. He's not wrong, is he? Perfume-flavoured food and drink, Earl Grey, for example, absolutely wrong. My mum used to enjoy rose and or lavender flavour chocolates. Oh. So perhaps I've been tainted by an early experience of eating one while expecting normal food. Okay, look, there's my question. What is acceptable as a flavour note or accompaniment to chocolate? Because I'm not okay with chocolate dipped strawberries. Strawberries are juicy, crisp and fresh. Chocolate is warm and unctuous and unguent. So what happens is the acid in the strawberry turns the chocolate into sort of wax in your mouth. Wax in my mouth. So there, tell me that. What does and doesn't go with chocolate? What is acceptable with chocolate? Banana. Acceptable with chocolate. It's the only fruit. Really? Am I wrong? At Not Today Pod. Jack says, two words. This is on Turkish Delight. Palmer. Violets. No further questions, Your Honour. I said, no further question. Julie says, are you kidding? You know how lovely the rose smells? Well, eating that smell truly is delightful. This then moved on to tea. Vegetectus said, oh yes, Earl Grey and Lady Grey are like drinking perfume water, whatever that is. Anything rose-flavoured too. No, I don't think I agree. I quite like an Earl Grey or a Lady Grey. In the morning, I need industrial tea. I can't, you know, but, you know, in the afternoon, why not do something a little bit more refined? David Alt, about whom we shall speak more later, says, I beg to differ on the subject of Earl Grey. I'm a big fan, but only of the Twining stuff, which is subtle, and not something like the PG Tips stuff, which is akin to boiled potpourri. But that's what PG Tips is for. It's in the mornings. Vegetectus. Oh, no, I've always thought that Twinings was an export-only tea, i.e. only to be consumed by non-tea-drinking foreign types. There's been a lot of beating up of Americans. PG is, it's true, the Carling Black Label of teas. We go for Clipper every time. Lee says, all tea is wrong. All tea is wrong? It must be coffee. So black, you can see every bad thing you've ever done staring back at you. So strong, a spoon is not only held upright, but totally uried out of shape. And half a spoon of sugar. I saw a really batty but wonderful vegan woman on YouTube yesterday. She made coffee while she was making her soup, which by her own admission was disgusting. I really liked her. I think she's called Gretchen, the vegan baker. Anyway, she made coffee. She put salt in it. Is that a thing? She said it cuts through the bitterness. And then she added some protein powder and a little bit of soy milk. What? Salty coffee? What? What? Fine. Pablo says, Newcastle loves Earl Grey so much we've got a monument erected in his honour. Not me, though. And don't get me started on rose flavouring. He accompanied that with an exquisite gif of a retching cat. Many thanks, Pablo. Can't quite shift it. David Brazel says, that does sound like a very good coffee and a cry for help. Then we moved on to this idea, which I really love. And, this is a medium to long term goal, OK, but we're going to do this. Let's start a band. Carenza started it. She said, we need to get the hashtag Apostles. Not my word. I don't use it. I did use it once over the weekend and it felt weird. Anyway, we need to get the Apostles band going.
I can only play the piano, too badly to contribute. But I'd love to hear the rest of the Not Today Pod crew on a Sunday night gig. I think we should do that. I think we should form a band. What do you play? Do you know what? I'm going to set up a Google form so that you can register your interest like we did with the choir. And then I'll have a think about a piece of music. Let's form a band! That would be really exciting and fun. David's up for it. He says, I can't play an instrument, but I can be in the band. I can rap, maybe. Sure, you can rap. He says, and David Alt says, I play the cello and penny whistle. There's some speculation as to whether or not he could do it simultaneously, but it seems he has nimble feet. On the subject of David Alt, we entered what can only be described as an alternative universe. Cue my knockoff Twilight Zone music. And David Alt, but not at Astro Tour 2010. Which is our David Alt. A different David Alt at the David Alt said, I woke from my cryogenic sleep chamber to suddenly being tagged in more than 60 tweets. I thought my prayers for popularity had been answered, only to learn I was involved simply due to carrying the same name as at Astro Tour 2010. Alas, the sad reality. Carenza. Said, sorry, I tagged you intentionally because the love for David Alt's just bursts out. And Lee said, maybe we should collect them in a Dave Gorman kind of a way. But David Alt, as in the David Alt, which is not the David Alt as far as we're... Oh, he said it was perfect. It fed my emotional neediness. You know how we Americans are. Americans, we love you. I'm just saying. So Martin then said, so do we have the David Alt and then an alt David Alt? David Alt there, that's David Alt, not David Alt, says, so before the whole alt thing gets going again, I'm going to reset it all with control alt delete. And David said, it's always useful to have a spare David Alt in case we accidentally break one. Let's get all the David Alts. I'd be up for that. And welcome, David Alt. It's starting to sound weird now. David Alt. It's definitely a thing. I'm not saying it wrong, I don't think. Anyway, we'll do some more David Alt or something. Welcome. If your name's David Alt, it's great to have you along. That's it for the podcast for today. There'll be some more tomorrow, obviously. But if you want to, I'll set up a Google form for the band. I'd still like to know about your teas. I'd like to know what pairs with chocolate and what really does not. And here's a clue: not pears. And just any thoughts about tea or coffee, Turkish delight, whatever you want, man. It's all for you on Radio 2. I used to work at Radio 2. And it taught me to appreciate the jingles. They were so good. They're okay, the jingles now, but man, the jam jingles. Ah, they were amazing. The engineering, the orchestration, just exquisite. I can't play you one because I'll get in trouble, but oh, they were beautiful. I can't play you one. Okay, bye everyone. That's a weird note to end on. Bye! Walks away, waving. Bye! Still here! I love
this
you.
Has
Bye.
Been a Swanburst Media
Thank you.
Production.
Bye.
I'm back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances?
Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.